Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. The future of almost everything, the future of sports, right here in the studio, making its debut in the United States. Saturday, Red Bull's Wake the City brings kind of this first-of-a-kind format to wakeboarding. 36 of the world's best professional riders are going to face off in a big doubles competition this Saturday. Kind of came from the canals of Milan to the shores of Lake Michigan. We have athletes. We have entrepreneurs. We got love in the studio, too. We're going to get to that in a minute. The party's going to rock all afternoon long right at Lakeshore State Park, downtown, adjacent to the Summerfest grounds. You can grab a spot on the shoreline. It's free, powered by Red Bull. Two Red Bull athletes in studio, Gunther Oka, Megan Ethel. Megan, you're from Chicago, right?
I am.
Well, welcome to Milwaukee. We'll take you anyway.
Excited to be here.
All right. So give us the background of how you got into wakeboarding. Is this a full-time gig for you?
Yes, this is a full-time gig for me. Originally just outside of Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
I learned how to wakeboard in Michigan. I feel like that's usually the thing, to go over to Michigan for the summer.
Okay.
Get out on the lake there. A Midwest local.
Very good. So in terms of the competition that we'll see this weekend, how does it work? What's the competitive aspect of it? Are you going for prize money? Just kind of walk us through what people can expect to see.
Yeah, so Red Bull Wake the City is happening this weekend, August 31st at Henry Meyer Festival Park. It starts at 12 o'clock. From 12 to 5, the gates are open, and we will be in a wakeboard event, riding doubles with a partner.
Okay.
It's kind of a different twist on a wakeboarding contest, but a really fun one for spectators to watch.
All right. So, Gunther, in terms of your training for the event and just what you do to prepare, walk us through that process.
Yeah, this one's a little bit different because typically when we wakeboard, we're wakeboarding by ourselves, right? Like, you know, water sports, and that way it's kind of an individualized sport. We're behind the boat or we're underneath the cable by ourselves. And now we're incorporating another rider riding simultaneously, like neck and neck with each other, right? Wow. So you're kind of thinking about yourself, but you're also thinking about not running over your partner or, you know, clipping them with the rope and things like that. So it brings out this really fun vibe of like what water sports is all about, which is, you know, being together on the water with friends. And so we're going about this, like, you know, we're training for the event, but we're also kind of open to whatever happens in the moment. We got to just be ready and make the most of it, I guess.
Okay. Very good.
I'm just thinking the temperature of the water. Like, have you tested it out yet?
We dipped a toe in yesterday, and it's a little brisk out there.
Yeah. I did not.
Refreshing.
Like a Red Bull.
So in terms of the competition itself, is it a scoring system? How do you, like, I've never watched a wakeboarding event, so when I'm there, how am I going to know who's winning, who's losing, and what are you going for?
Yeah, we've got a panel of like three judges, so I believe they're going to give us a score out of 100. We get three runs.
Okay.
So you go down and back, that's run one, down and back again, that's two, and then back, down and back is three. They're going to take your best run from those three, so you kind of have three opportunities to show the judges your best line, your best style of riding. They pick from that, and then if your scores, I think it's in, if you're in the top six, you advance to the next round, then the top three to the next round, and the judges will be there handing out your score out of 100.
All right, awesome. Very good. Making its debut in the United States, right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, Red Bull Wake the City. When we come back, more conversation with two of the big Red Bull athletes who are in town this weekend, Gunther Oka and Megan Ethel. We're going to talk about what their relationship is all about, too, because we like secret to create love right here on The Upswing. This is The Upswing. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Free wakeboarding this weekend, this Saturday in Milwaukee. Red Bull's Wake the City event is here. And two of the athletes who are on the wakeboards, but also in the midst of planning a wedding, are with us today. Megan, Gunther, how are you managing the wonderful challenge of coordinating a wedding, coordinating your kind of day-to-day athlete duties, and everything that comes with it?
And is Red Bull sponsoring the wedding?
Ooh.
actually gotten that question a lot. But no, they are not. No,
we're going to have the archway with just a Red Bull logo. Yeah. The top is going to be insane.
You wakeboard through it.
Riding doubles, just like a Wake the City, you know?
Yeah.
Saying our vows on the rope. There you go.
No, it's definitely had its challenges for sure, but we've now been together for over 8 years, and
okay.
And we've navigated all of those little challenges. So now it's really fun. We get to travel the world together and live this really unique life together.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. We get to actually skip the part of planning a, you know, hair pulling wedding. We're going to New Zealand at the end. Nice. Beginning of October, we have our world championships are in Australia.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be heading over to New Zealand after that and getting eloped, two of us, and
that
keeping
works.
It nice and easy. So,
well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great. So in terms of the regular competitive events, what do those look like from kind of a prize money standpoint? Is there prize money for each event, or is the prize money come at the end of the year? Just kind of walk us through the economics of the sport from an athlete lens.
So we usually have a prize pool that we get at the end of the event, usually like a few weeks after it happens. So we get paid throughout the year, and it can range. I mean, just depending on the event, it can range from a couple grand to over like 10 grand. Kind of just depends on the sponsors for the event and who's putting on the prize money. But not a bad gig.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're entrepreneurs and athletes, and this is a full-time gig for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What about the, like, product endorsements? Are you all using the same gear, or how do you source that?
We all, like, there's various different brands that come into wakeboarding. So you kind of have, like, our hard goods, which is the wakeboards that we ride on, the bindings that keep our feet in place. We have soft goods for the wetsuits that we wear, the life jackets, the clothing. Obviously energy is a big one, so shout out Red Bull there. And then, you know, what's also very popular among this area throughout the Midwest is boating. So we have the endorsements of Megan has her own boat brand. I have my own boat brand. And so that is a huge part of what we do and allows us to get people out on the water and help us train in the backyard.
That's cool.
And there's standards with that technology. Everyone's kind of got to use the same gear to make sure that you're all on the same plane, so to speak.
No, I think it varies a little bit, but at this point,
I'm looking for the tips.
Yeah. At this point, though, all the equipment, everything's like gotten so good, and the boats are so unbelievable, like to be in, and so that, you know, it's kind of hard to go wrong when you're picking equipment.
All right, very good, Gunther Oka, Megan Ethel. I appreciate your time. Red Bull's Wake the City is Saturday, a wakeboarding competition. 36 of the best athletes from around the world right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. All the best on the wedding and all the best this weekend, Saturday, at Lakeshore State Park. This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank.